team in sacks on defense. He was absolutely outstanding today, helping his team overcome probably a fair – well, they were the underdogs in this game, let's face it,
yeah.
And come out and absolutely handed Harbor Beach a very serious kicking in their first loss of the season, sends them home for the rest of the season, and the Ugly Bearcats will move on. And great for them, they get to host after playing on the road twice. Well, they had their first games at home.
Yeah.
They go home, away, and now back home for their third playoff game. It certainly sets them up for an opportunity to advance to a semifinal.
So congratulations to Shane Ozentoski, your Dia Services Player of the Game. 23 carries, 89 yards, and 4 touchdowns, and 2 sacks on top of that on the defensive side of things. And Dia Services of Cass City is your source for everything grain storage related. Call Dia Services today to design, build, and maintain your next grain storage system. Dave Hansen, final thoughts.
Just a congratulations and hats off to the Ugly Bearcats. They absolutely were borderline perfect tonight. That was fantastic, and I hope that they can continue to play at this type of level and picture a Harbor Beach team next week and play with that same mentality. And one last, congratulations to Harbor Beach. It was a great season. They ran into a much better team tonight. This Ugly Bearcat team was motivated. They were disciplined. They were fundamentally sound, and they didn't make a mistake today. And they forced a couple turnovers. They had a couple things go their way, and they took advantage of it, which is what good teams do.
Dave Hansen, we'll see you tomorrow night on the Strong Side, and we'll see you next week as the Ugly Bearcats host the Saginaw-Bell Panthers.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
And of course, that's Dave Hansen. Tonight's presentation of the WLW Source Network is brought to you by Thumb Sailor, Dia Services of Cass City, the Huron Daily Tribune, Randy's Hunting Center, Moore Motors of Caro, and Moore Shoreline of Sebring, the Huron Auto Parts, Mayport State Bank, Elber Insurance Agency, Countryside Sales and Service, and Stacks Market for Owendale, North Star Bank, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, and Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? So on behalf of our entire broadcast team here at the WLW Sports Network, our in-game analysis, Dave Hansen doing a spectacular job as usual. Filling in for Doug Cole, that's Mark McConnell on sports information tonight. Our Director of Game Data Analytics, Rochelle Thompson, and Dan Banky, our Director of Visual Data and Spotter, keeping our eye in the sky all night long. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. We certainly did. It was a thriller and a domination from the get-go. The Ugly Bearcats take out the Harbor Beach Pirates on Harbor Beach's home turf. And for the first time since 2003, the Harbor Beach Pirates fall on their home turf in the playoffs, and the Ugly Bearcats handed it to them handedly. Ugly 34, Harbor Beach 20. We'll see you tomorrow for the Strong Side at 7 p.m. with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Paul V. Adams. Then, of course, we'll have the regional championship game hosted by Ugly against Saginaw-Bell. Whether that game is Friday or Saturday, we'll keep you posted right here on your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network.
This has been a presentation of the WLEW Sports Network, powered by Agra Valley Services. On Sports Radio 102.1 FM and live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Just search for WLEW Sports. Your home for high school football is the WLEW Sports Network.
Keep it loud. And we'll keep it up. Cruise 102.
Shadow.